Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
A different experience when the shit hits the fan is an experience of an ecstatic, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And it's not a rationalization. Now, why in the hell would somebody asking for a refund and delivering that refund, or our car not selling as quickly as it normally does, or somebody pulling out and saying they can't even afford $100 a month? Like, why would all three of those things happening in such a short period of time be cause for us to be like, thank you. Yes, this is amazing. This is perfect. And genuinely feel the amazingness of all of that happening. Now, how we get to that place is with this deep knowing and understanding of the universal law of rhythm, the ebb and the flow of rhythm, and also understanding upper limiting. Manifestation and creation and up-leveling our frequency, which then calls in more life and more living, follows a pattern. And the pattern is the law of rhythm. It happens every single time. It never fails. And people just don't know that this pattern and this rhythm exists. And so then when things happen, it feels really chaotic and it feels all off. But the reality is it is an exact science. Like, creation and up-leveling frequency to then call in a material world, your heaven on earth, and continually evolving in that way and spiraling up in that way, it's a flipping science. It is exact. Every time that the science shows itself that it is like, it is an absolute emphatic, this is how it always goes. To me, I'm just like, look at that, it's working again. I just feel amazed at the law of rhythm and my understanding of it and how I get to now share it with you and how that in and of itself starts to rewire the understanding of course this is happening. This isn't this happening because I know exactly what comes after this. So long as I don't get hooked in to this aspect of the law of rhythm and how things evolve. This is how it always works. We feel a niggly feeling that there's something more for us. It's like, there is something more for me. I'm bored. I'm not fully living my potential. And then we get a new vision. And then that is just a clue, like, there's more for me. I'm ready to step into something new. I'm ready to be stretched. I'm ready to venture into the unknown and into my next level. So then we create a vision about what would that next level be? Who would I be? What would I be doing? How would I be interacting in my life and in this world? And it can be about business. It can be about money. It can be about relationships. It can be about health. It can be about anything. The same law applies to absolutely anything that we want to up-level in our life. So then we lock in the vision. We're like, yes, that, the car, the life, the living, the receiving, the belief that, wow, when I circulate money with strong, high intention, I feel peace and I feel alive, like all of that. So then what happens after we lock in the vision is we have what's called beginner's luck. So it's manifesting. Oh my gosh, it's happening. It's here. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It was so simple. It just happened. Now it's here. And then right after beginner's luck is the test, is when all the shit hits the fan, is the ultimate upper limit. So again, now all of a sudden you've acclimated to this new frequency, this new version of yourself, and everything around you that doesn't match that frequency has to go away. It either entrains or it has to go away. And so now it makes sense too, as we talk about that having stability and financial security allows you to feel a sense of control and not have to experience loss. But the reality is not experiencing loss and not having things that are no longer in alignment with your frequency falling away organically and naturally, and not allowing that loss to happen at the same time prevents and stunts our growth. It's the rules. The energy only goes three ways. There's three things that can happen with energy. One is we up level our energy, and then anything and everything that is not a match to that has to go away. It cannot be in our field anymore, or anything and everything not a match to that to it. So things like your relationship, right? People would grow and shift their energy so fast that they'd be like, I'm no longer in love with my partner. And it's, well, just give it, like I learned, I just got to give it a little bit of time. Paul always entrains to my energy. Every single up level, he entrains to my energy. And every single up level he goes through, I entrain to his energy. I just know that sometimes entrainment takes space and time, and both people just have to be willing to be patient and allow that time to happen before we make any rash decisions. So either they go away or they entrain. And there's a period of time that it might take for them to entrain that things feel really wobbly, but ultimately they entrain, they rise up to it. Or the third thing that happens is taking the elevator back down to our previous frequency, is feeling the discomfort of the new frequency and feeling the results of what's happening in our life and how it's being shaken up in the new frequency, and then deciding to take the elevator back down into our old frequency and stunt our growth again and feel safe and comfy and and cozy and stable and all of the things at the cost of our own evolution and growth. So that's just how energy works. It just has to work that way. This is why we outgrow. This is why jobs, like this is what happened with me. It was just one day, all of a sudden, I had this huge spiritual up level. Literally overnight, I walked into my virtual office and I was like, this no longer fits. And they haven't been trained to the energy level I came in here at. In fact, I've had to take the elevator down a lot. And so it was just a matter of fact thing, like energy attracts like energy. This is not like energy. We are no longer attracted to each other. It's matter of fact. It's just what it is. Doesn't mean anything. And then after the law of opposites, after the contrast always reveals itself before the actual full manifestation, integration, breakthrough of the desire and the vision that was created three steps earlier. So the first manifestation that's called beginner's luck, that's coming from the Alchemist book. I don't know if you've ever read it, but it's referred to as beginner's luck. It's a great fable story. Fable? Is that the right word? Parable. I don't know if that's what it is. Anyways, beginner's luck is we think this is good, but it's literally a sliver of the full manifestation waiting for us on the other side of the contrast and the opposite. And then from the breakthrough, the manifestation breakthrough, the full embodiment and integration and living and being and sustaining of this new energy that's calling in a new reality, then the next thing that happens is we hit an ebb and we start to feel bored. And then what was the big breakthrough becomes complacency, becomes normal, becomes our new normal. And the more normal it feels, the more it starts to shift from the big breakthrough into feeling that niggly, like, I got more. There's got to be more here for me. And that little like desire for more. And then that desire for more unlocks a new vision, which is your next evolution. And the whole thing happens all over again. And we continue to spiral and spiral into new realities, into new frequencies, into new ways of living, into new aspects of ourselves. And this is the purpose of our life. This is the entire purpose of our life, is to evolve in this way and to experience all the dimensions of ourselves. That first version of yourself and all the versions since then, that is the ultimate purpose. That is what Source, God, Spirit wants, is to experience as many versions of us through us as we all can. And so the faster we move through these cycles, the more we're experiencing in life, the more we're really fully living our life, the more we're reaching our potential, which is limitless, and we can just keep going and going. Now, where we usually get stuck in the process is in the victor's test or the ebb. That's usually the place where people are like, full stop, not playing, going back to who I was, or I'm staying where I am because I really fucking what I just created here. And then when we start really working with this process, we can move through it very fast. And this is where I get myself, like I'm trying to, like I realize like the second I integrate something, I outgrow everything and it hasn't caught up to me yet. And so I'm constantly like moving faster than people can keep up with. And that has its own disadvantages because you outgrow things before the world even knows they exist. And then it's really interesting. It's really interesting. Okay. So all that to say, so that's the phases of creation that we go through. So now when shit hits the fan, we can literally look and be like, of course, yes, I'm in the next phase. And the more we can accept and trust and know that this always happens before the full manifestation, the more we can just allow it to be. So again, maybe it's loss during this law of opposites phase that then creates the desire for stability and maybe going back down the elevator to a previous version of ourselves, as opposed to recognizing loss is just energy self-organizes. There's nothing you can lose. The only thing that creates loss is frequency, and it's creating it because like energy attracts like energy, and that frequency no longer matches your frequency. So it has to go away. So it's actually not a loss at all. So the choice is always, am I willing to lose what was a match for the old version of myself in order to become the new version of myself, or would I like to stay the old version of myself so I can keep it? It's a really simple decision.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency and the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.